Back on September 10th, 1988, Billboard launched the Modern Rock Radio Chart. Reach out, touch space. Featuring the top 30 songs receiving airplay on alternative radio. On September 10th, 1994, that chart expanded to 40 songs. Give it away, give it away now. Give it away. In 2009, they renamed the chart Alternative. The end of the world as we know it. Join me, DJ BK, as we recount all of the classic songs that topped the Alternative chart.
Woo-hoo! Okay, so the main reason I do this series is to really dig up those forgotten gems that pervaded the modern rock chart in those early years, and we still are in the early years of the chart, much like this classic that came along this week. The week we find ourselves at is now September 11th, 1993, and the fugitive, Harrison Ford, still atop the box office in its final week of its six-week run.
Are you saying that I killed my wife? Are you saying that I crushed her skull and that I shot her?
Mariah Carey took the top spot on the Billboard Hot 100 with the single Dream Lover. And for you kids today, Gen Z, she has more than that Christmas song, you know? Going to number one on Modern Rock for a single week, on September 11th, 1993, was the Juliana Hatfield Three with the song My Sister. Juliana Hatfield III is a band formed by Boston area alternative singer-songwriter Juliana Hatfield as a trio. They only had two songs chart on the modern rock chart in its history, but both songs were actually top five hits, with My Sister being the most successful, going to number one. Now, this song never made it onto the Billboard Hot 100, but it did rise as high as number 12 on the Bubbling Under chart, and it also only was able to chart at number 71 in the UK. Not a fireball on the charts by any means. Despite only the modest showing, this was the most successful song of Hatfield's musical career. Hatfield had made a name for herself in the Boston area in indie bands like Blake Babies, Some Girls, and even the Lemonheads. It was around this time that she decided to form a group with her high school friend Dean Fisher on bass and former Bullet La Volta drummer Todd Phillips, with herself taking the lead vocal slot and guitar. The trio would produce the album Become What You Are, in which My Sister was released as a single. Why'd she go? In real life, Hatfield had two brothers, so what exactly is she on about in a song entitled My Sister, as she didn't actually have a sister in real life? In 2013, she told Spin magazine, "I feel like something's missing," she said. "I almost feel like I have a twin who died at birth, but no one ever told me that that twin existed, and with this song, I was trying to explore the idea of a sister who I never had." The song drew influence from someone called Meg Rafferty. Rafferty dated one of Hatfield's older brothers and lived with the Hatfield family for a time. The song describes this love-hate relationship, a cold and distant sister who was also seemingly this cool musical influencer who exposed Hatfield to all kinds of cool new music, including a reference of being brought to a gig with the Violent Femmes in the Del Fuegos. Hatfield was also examining her own role as a sister at the time to her two brothers. I was trying to see myself from their perspective. Maybe they thought I was a little aloof. Drummer Todd Phillips also gave Spin Magazine some insight behind how he went about constructing this song, saying the intro drum part took a while to figure out. We used to play it a lot straighter. I was listening to this record, Lolita Nation by Game Theory, all the time. I was obsessed with a song called We Love You, Carol and Allison, because the drummer Gil Ray played the verses with his toms instead of his hi-hats. And I copied that style in my sister. It's good at everything. The music video for the song was directed by Phil Morrison, who has a number of credits with various indie bands in the 90s. The video received a big bump in exposure thanks to MTV and the network's Buzzbin feature that would showcase prominent up-and-coming acts. Hatfield fully admits the visuals were heavily inspired by The Police's Roxanne video. Now, Melissa Farrick was a fellow female singer-songwriter and guitarist in the Boston area who was actually friends with Hatfield. They were both signed to Atlantic Records at the time. Farrick wrote a response song to My Sister called the Juliana Hatfield song, Girls with Guitars. And it contained lyrics such as, Juliana Hatfield doesn't even have a sister. Everyone kind of thought this was some sort of diss track. Farrick would later tell Spin Magazine, it actually wasn't meant to be a diss at all. I was and am a fan of Juliana's. We were both on Atlantic along with about 14 other female singer-songwriters. I was brand new and was annoyed by the whole there are so many girls with guitars and we are all the same thing. So I wrote the song as a sarcastic response, a joke really. The song got a little press, a blip on the radar for me. What sucked about it was I think people thought I was hating on Juliana and I wasn't coming from that place at all. It was meant more as a general statement on the scene at the time. The Juliana Hatfield 3 disbanded a few years later before reuniting in 2014 for the album Whatever, My Love. Collectors can find the song in a US 7-inch single with the B-side songs A Dame with a Rod, with the demo version, and Put It Away, with a UK 7-inch vinyl with Put It Away as the B-side, and the UK CD single with Put It Away, the demo of A Dame with a Rod, and Ruthless. Check out My Sister by the Juliana Hatfield 3 wherever it is that you get your music, and check me out again on Twitter at DJBKRetro, and tune in again next time for the next song to go number one on the modern rock chart.